Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've already been through it. If a child is left to his or herself, what will they do? If you just let them do what they want to do, what will they do? We've already talked about it. They won't go to bed when they should. They won't get up when they should. They won't eat what they should. They'll do stuff too much, and they'll do it wrong, and they'll do it too long. They are a child. They're not qualified to run their own life. That's why God gave them parents. And notice this word. He said, train up a child. That's the same word like for training horses or training dogs. Train, not teach. Teaching's involved, but train. What does it mean, train? Train. If they do what you tell them to do, it's good, they get a reward. If they don't do what you tell them to do, there are repercussions. There's a penalty. It cost them something. Now, we've said this before, but it'll bear repetition. Whether it's spiritual parents and spiritual children, natural parents, natural children, when a child has not done what you told them to do, you have to discern why. First of all, did you communicate it properly? Did they understand? Well, I told them, just because you told them doesn't mean they understood. And you have not communicated until they understand. And it is unreasonable to expect something of somebody and they didn't understand you. They don't know what you want. That's unreasonable. That's being a poor leader, poor parent. So the first thing you got to, if a child didn't do what you told them to do, you got to find out why. Why didn't they do it? Now watch out. Don't let them snow you. They're way smarter than you think they are. Don't let them snow you. If they really didn't understand, then they don't need punishment. They need to be taught. Ignorance needs instruction. Right? What if they understood perfectly? They understood what you wanted. They just had a better idea. They understood. They just decided they didn't want to do it. Then you should teach them some more. Why? Why would you teach them some more? They already understand. Do you see people are, that's why they're not getting results. They're kneeling down, pleading with the four-year-old, and they're trying to teach them. They understood before what you said. You can talk for 4 more hours. They already understand. It's not understanding they need. And no, I'm not just talking about beating kids. No. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't assume. Ignorance needs instruction. Rebellion needs discipline. It needs to be some kind of discipline. And there are many, many ways to do it, but it needs to cost them something. No talk, action. Don't talk, don't plead, action. Action. And that takes more effort than a lot of folks are willing to put in. That's the problem. Daddy and mama's tired. They don't want to fool with it. So they just let it go. And they let it go. And they let it go. Next thing you know, they're in jail. Train up a child in the way he should go. Not what the way he wants to go. The what? The way he should go. Is he or she, the child, always going to want to go that way?
No, sir.
No. But it's your job to train them that way. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. Why? Because they've been trained. Not just taught, they've been trained.
Right.
Training is a far different thing from teaching. Military guys know this, right? They don't just teach you. They train you. You do it, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it. Why? Why? Because when you're under fire, when you're in chaos, it's not time to think. It needs to be second nature to you. Pilots, we do that. We go every year and we train. We sit in a class. You have ground school, but only so much of that. And then you get in the plane or you get in the simulator and you go do it. And you do it. And you do it. And even though we've, you know, I know Brother Kenneth Copeland been flying for, what, 40-something years now. And he was going to school and Mom Hagen was there, the Hagens. And he said something about him going to school. And Mom said, "You're going back to school? Well, how long is it going to take you to learn how to fly?" You've been going for 40-something years, you know. Well, but you got to train. Because when something comes up, you can't be hollering, "Where's that book? What did it say?" If you train enough, you'll do it before you even start thinking. Your hands will start moving to the right place when you're trained properly. That's what he's talking about. If these children are trained, they're trained to put their flesh under. They're trained to control their mouth. They're trained to believe God. They're trained to respect God. When they're old and something comes up, they'll do it before they think about it. They're trained to do it. Not just taught. Trained. Can you say amen? Spiritually, the same thing is true. It's our job to train you. It's every minister's job to train those and pastor's job to train them. And so many times it's such a hard thing to do because the ministers don't have any respect. They're hirelings to the people. No. We're growing up. I said we're growing up. We're growing up. In order to be trained, you have to be corrected. Skip down to verse 15 here. Proverbs 22:15, what does it say? Foolishness. What? We're talking about childish ways. Kids are silly. They'll be silly at the wrong time. They want to goof off when it's time to work. They want to be silly when it's time to go to bed. They want to be silly when it's time to do their homework. They just enjoy being silly. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. It's going to take something to separate it from them. The English version says, "Children just naturally do silly, careless things." But he went on to say, "A rod of discipline," the Amplified says, "the rod of discipline will drive it from them." Now again, it's not just beating a child now. Discipline. There can be times for spanking. I know it's not popular, but it's Bible. God is smarter than all of the child psychologists put together. Amen. He has more kids than anybody. Amen. And he knows more about rearing them than anybody. Yes. We're not talking about child abuse. We're not talking about backhanding a child in the face. We're not talking about hitting a child with a shoe heel. Amen. But God designed children with extra padding on certain parts of their body. And you can take something flat and smooth like a board and apply some pressure. And it won't damage them. But it will affect their soul. But there are many other ways to discipline a child. Many other ways. Can you say amen? Skip on down to Proverbs, the 13th chapter. Now, how does that apply to us as mom and daddy? Are there times when children in the local church need a spanking? But I mean, that is a foreign concept, isn't it? You mean you're going to correct me? Preacher, you better stay out of my life. You're going to correct me. Well, then you won't grow up. Go back to the text. God gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints. Love corrects. Love chastens. No, we don't. We've already talked about this. Not in a mean, cruel, demeaning, devaluing way, but love's going to look you in the eye and say, "Stop that. Sit down." No, you don't. You don't talk to us that way. Quit that. Just like a parent with a child. Yes, sir. the problem is, sometimes you got a spiritual child in a 60-year-old body.
Amen.
So it seems odd. But it's still that way. Don't get scared. Proverbs, where are you? 13. Verse 24. He that spares his rod, what? We have a lot of parents who hate their children. We have a lot of spiritual parents that hate their children. I've had people look at me, you know, their children were terrors. Terrors. Never been disciplined. Never been trained. And they looked at me. I remember this lady, I'm talking about a personal experience with her. She looked at me, she said, well, I'm sorry, but I love my children too much. I just can't bear for them not to like me and for them, well, now what's that got to do with you loving them? See, you can't stand how it makes you feel to do what needs to be done for them. That's got nothing to do with loving them. That's you not wanting you to be uncomfortable. And not loving them enough to go through what you have to go through so that they turn out right. Do you see this? He that spares his rod hates his son. The Amplified said, he who spares his rod of discipline hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently and punishes him early. What does that mean, early? Do not let stuff slide. Call them on it. I mean, when you see them thinking that way, say, what are you thinking about? No.
That's good.
Don't you even start down that path. No, you don't. You're a fine man of God, and men of God don't do stuff like that.
Amen.
Don't tell them they're a bad boy. Don't tell them they're a bad girl.
Right.
No. Remember the power of your words. But don't let them get away with anything.
Amen.
Nothing. Nothing. Call them on it. Go, whoa, what you doing? You can't do that. Go over and sit down. What do you say? No, you don't talk like that. No. Call him. Early. He who loves his child disciplines him diligently. That's going to take some effort on our part, isn't it? And punishes him early.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603E. That's R1603E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.